From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
First of all, I want to congratulate the Iraqi citizens for being courageous and in defying the terrorists and refusing to be cowed into not voting.
Now we can move forward and make sure that the whole world knows that, as the president has stated many times, that we do not practice cruel, inhuman treatment or torture.
The consequence of the Patriot Act expiring on December 31st is going to be putting the American people at greater risk.
I do not oppose the idea of subpoenaing business records or even library records or the idea of a national security letter. What I oppose is having such powerful government force in place without countervailing protections for civil liberties.
Today's revelation that the government listened in on thousands of phone conversations without getting a warrant is shocking and has greatly influenced my vote.
According to the reports, it's being conducted under a secret presidential order based on secret legal opinions by the same Justice Department lawyers, the same ones who argued secretly that the president could order the use of torture. Mr. President, it is time to have some checks and balances in this country. We are a democracy.
The NSA's activities under this authorization are thoroughly reviewed by the Justice Department and NSA's top legal officials, including NSA's General Counsel and Inspector General. Leaders in Congress have been briefed more than a dozen times on this authorization and the activities conducted under it.